Well, it has been a long day. I hope everyone enjoyed it. I hope you got a lot out of it, and you're ready to start writing your first game, or you know, just maybe your next game, and writing it for Windows 8. Again, we really thank you for taking time out of your Saturday. Before you go, I want to talk about some of the resources that we have for you. So the first thing I want to bring to your attention is the main place where you can find resources. Right off where you register is msdnevents.com/gameonresources.htm. On that page, all the resources, everything we talked about in all the sessions today will be collected there. We have special tutorials that are specifically created for this event. We got some from Yo-Yo Games, which I'll show you in a minute. We have three starter kits. We have some great multi-touch samples. We also even have a timeline guide. If you want to be able to build your game by the end of the contest, that great contest Yo-Yo Games is putting on at yoyogames.com, that $35,000 in cash prizes, and you want to be able to get it in for the contest by the 30th, we have a timeline that you can follow. If you've never done this before, how much time should I spend on this? How much time should I spend on that? You'll find that on the resources page as well. The starter kits and the tutorials hopefully will really help you get a great start on this. So if you don't want to start from scratch and maybe you know you want to do a platformer or a maze or a runner, we got three starter kits and it says stater kits, but, you know, they're starter kits, from Dan Johnson at Game Dev Dan. He did some really fantastic kits for us. If we just look at some screenshots of them, this is the platformer game. And all of these, every one of the tutorials and kits I'm going to talk about right now, already have all the Windows 8 features included. These three are all drag and drop, so if you're a beginner and you maybe don't want to mix up in that GML language quite yet, and you really want to see how the drag and drop stuff is, this gives you two levels, the begin screen, the end screen, and gives you the base for you to build your own. Go back, listen to Brett's talk on how to create your own and bring it into this game and build your own game. You can see we also even have on-screen controls so that people can, in GameMaker, they're called virtual keys, already built into this game. So this is the platform. We also have the endless runner, the cowboy ducking out of the arrow, ducking from the arrows and away from the guy with the hatchet. We have an endless runner sample for you as well. And then finally, we also have a maze sample. And all of these you can take, you can learn from, you can build on top of, and really get a head start on the games you want to build. Next, we have three GameMaker language-based tutorials. Now, these tutorials are from Yo-Yo Games themselves. Again, they have all the Windows 8 stuff included and a tutorial at the, or section, I should say, at the end of the tutorial that shows you how to implement the Windows 8 features. They're really interesting. They will, at the next release, be in the tool themselves. But for right now, since they're in between releases, you'll have to download an installer that will install it inside the tool. And then they'll be there, just like everything else, on the Tutorials tab. So the installer for these you will find on that Resources page. And what they do is they walk you through taking one game and changing it to another. So they have stripped down versions, or I don't know if stripped down is the right word, easier to walk through versions of the 1945, of Angry Cats, and an Veg Ninja, and they turn them into Spy Chase, Angry Castles, and Duck Shoot. So if you're interested in some physics games, you can try the Angry Cats, Angry Castles, the scroller for the 1945 Spy Chase, or if you like that touch-based game, the Veg Ninja Slice versus Duck Shoot, you can try that. Again, some great tutorials that walk you through step-by-step doing this. And then finally, we also have three touch-based samples from Michael at gbalearning.com, which what they do is they teach game programming and game design. And these are really cool. They're really fun because, number one, it teaches you how to utilize the multi-touch within GameMaker. Multi-touch is a great way, and not just one touch or virtual keys, but to really sense every single touch. And they bring it all together and allow you to add this cool stuff to your games. So all this stuff will be available on the resources page. So again, thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking Saturday out and listening to us. We hope you got a lot out of this. Again, remember, this is not the end of us helping. We'll be here all week. On the resources page, you'll find out how you can get virtual help all week from us. Reach out. Let us help you build your games. We hope you guys enjoyed the day. Thank you very much.